It is time for the Republican American Report with none other than that intrepid reporter which covers our highways and byways and towns, Ruth Epstein. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Well, yep, it was a busy weekend, as you noticed.
Yeah.
We had the food distribution on Saturday morning, and although it was a little bit late and confusing, it worked out just fine. And it was spearheaded through Representative Maria Horn. There were loads of volunteers there, bright and early, and they gave out more than, or they had more than 1,300 boxes of vegetables and fruits that came from farmers out west, and were distributed not only to those who came, but to they then took the excess to people they knew were shut in or couldn't make it, and to food banks. So it was really a really community-oriented, wonderful experience. Once again, the Northwest corner shines.
You know, it was, and it came about, I'm not surprised there was a little, it came about very quickly, the way they put it together in a matter of days.
Yeah.
And I have to give Sam Herrick and Lisa Carter a lot of credit for getting the people at the school to mobilize like they did.
There were people from every town, and board members and community members, faculty, kids.
It was a long line. It was a long line of cars.
And a lot of cars, and people were, you know, even though they had to wait for a couple of hours in line, they were all very gracious and very grateful to receive the items. So
it was fresh,
nicely done.
Yeah, fresh produce. I mean, gosh, I mean, what better can you get? I mean,
right,
really.
Right, exactly.
All right.
So that was that. We've had other. Well, it's been actually a quiet week coming up, but yesterday there was a parade for Bonnie Burdick, who is retiring from Cornwall, Saturday, and they paraded through past her house. As you know, Mark, her husband, retired last year as co-chair of department at VOAG, and this year it was Bonnie. And you should, again, we had long lines of cars on Warren Turnpike on Saturday and a long line of cars on Johnson Road later Saturday. So these parades are kind of neat. And there was also a clover leaf parade here in Kent yesterday.
That was the final grand parade.
Final parade. They've been doing parades, going to people's houses for birthdays and other occasions, and this was the final one. They covered every sector of the town, and so I imagine we're still going to be seeing parades, I'm sure. But that was the last one for the Kent Fire Department.
All right.
The Victory Garden is flourishing in North Canaan. What a great idea that was. The Connecticut Food Bank truck is no longer stopping in Canaan, so a group spearheaded again by Katie Akjar and Christian Allen got together, and they have this beautiful garden growing in the center of Canaan, and it will be providing food for fishes and loaves when the bounty appears.
That's a great idea.
It's a wonderful idea, and it's, as I said, reminiscent of Victory Gardens back during wartime, and so nicely done. You've heard Michael Berkeley has been named music director at Marvelwood School, which is great.
Which is great. It's great to keep him in the area. I was afraid he was going to get one of those posts away from the area.
Yeah.
And it would have been a big loss to the area had he moved away.
That's great. And hopefully there'll be more Housatonic Music Society events when this is all over. So, yes, it's very important to keep him in the community.
And the Divas will be doing some sort of show at Sharon Playhouse.
Oh, good.
And they're going to start off with, they have plans on July 4th to have a drive-in and review with the girls that were here earlier with the Salute to America. So they're planning on doing that outdoors.
Mm.
And they're planning on doing many other things outdoors you can sit in your cars, put your radio on a certain frequency, and hear it. You can get out of your car, as long as you're social distance and have a mask on, and get refreshments and stuff like that. So that's what they're planning on
doing. Cool. By the way, have you heard these? Well, I was listening to New York radio the other day, and they were talking about the Amenia drive-in.
Well, the Amenia drive-in had, once again, there was a Broadway review that was meant to open up on Broadway. They couldn't. So on Saturday and Sunday, they had this the show. They had these five performers in five different pickup trucks because they needed to socialize. And people not only got to see them, but also there were two superhero movies after that that they got to see.
Oh, wow.
And a portion of the proceeds went to Black Lives Matter.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's great. Great, great. Yeah, I was listening. I thought, whoa, this good old Amenia. So good for them.
So that was that. And then also we had the guy that was arrested that created a disturbance outside of the restaurant in Salisbury, Picante's.
Yes. Right. I did hear that. Yeah. Yep. And we had Attorney General Tong gave a talk sponsored by the 30th District Democrats, a Zoom talk. And we also had a Zoom talk, Sharon Library from Michael Isikoff, author, who wrote, along with David Korn, Russian Roulette. So lots of good things going on. And
and we're going to have Brian Ross on tomorrow, I do believe. And He's moderating the next one called Race Against Time as well.
With Jerry Mitchell, an investigative reporter. So, I mean, it's too bad that, you know, the book signing had to be canceled, but this has given the authors an opportunity to give talks. I mean, usually it's just book signing and chatting, so while it was lovely to have it under the tent, and you and I always enjoy schmoozing, these things have been wonderful, talks.
They handled it differently, and they did a good job.
Worked out well, and tickets are now free. Registration, you just have to click on. You don't have to pay anything. So, and there are some upcoming ones that sound very good.
Yeah, and Brian Ross has joined us as a commentator as well.
Ah, wonderful.
Real news with Brian Ross.
Oh, yes. Terrific. Excellent. Yes. We have such interesting people in these here hills.
It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
The amount of interesting people we have in our area.
So do you have anything on the calendar for the coming week, Marshall?
For today there's some stuff, but other than that, I mean, like today, and I, like I said, now this is what I get off the websites when I check, okay?
Yeah.
There's in Kent, there's a Swift House Task Force meeting this morning,
mm-hmm.
Also a little on today. The Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting.
Oh.
At 6:30 via Zoom.
Yes, I'm not sure. Is that the? Well, they had the sports meeting last week, and they had to table. They wanted to talk with the attorney about the agreement, the middle school sports agreement. There was some question. So,
yeah.
But is that the meeting, or maybe
no? That what they're doing at this meeting, and I don't understand what it means. But they're discussion on niche possible action.
I know that niche is a marketing group that they're thinking about joining, a national marketing group. Yes, forgot about that.
Yep. And then they'll go over policies and budget transfers, blah 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 blah, stuff like that. Later on today, the Sharon Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting, and it's live in Town Hall.
Oh, my.
They're going to supply the masks. It's on the Chapin Room, and you have to social distance, but that's at 6:30.
Wow, that's one of the first.
Yeah, that's Zoning Board of Appeals. And actually, I think the Board of Selectmen went live also last week, or the Board of Finance, anyways.
Oh, okay. I've sort of missed out on some things. I understand in Falls Village, the affordable housing project on Lime Rock Station Road is back in the news. I do believe. I do have to follow up on that. And, of course, you saw the bear story about poor Janet Neary coming home to find a bear in her kitchen. And there are bears.
There are bears everywhere. And what you have to know, you cannot, if you have food, you cannot leave your window open, even a crack, because they will smell it and they will get the window open.
It was amazing, just amazing seeing the paw prints in the flower.
A couple of years ago, my next door neighbor right across the street from me, Reggie Lampson, Reggie's son, I'm sitting there and all of a sudden his light comes on. It's a motion light, right?
Mm-hmm.
I look out and there's a bear. And then he had inadvertently left a bag of garbage on his porch. The bear was trying to get into the porch, so I called over to his house. So I said, there's a bear trying to get into your house.
Oh, my goodness.
But so you can't even leave it open an inch.
Obviously, yeah. Obviously. And this is baby season, lots of cubs, so you've got to be really careful.
And people just have to make believe you're in Alaska. In Alaska, they've learned how to live with grizzly bears. So you just have to make sure you learn how to live with regular bears.
Right.
All right.
It's amazing. Who knew? Yeah.
All
Very
right,
good.
Ruth.
Well, I'm sure we'll have some news for you next week.
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
And happy 4th. And
yeah, you guys have a happy 4th, too, and make your own fireworks.
Well, there you go. And stay well, guys. Take care.
Take care, Ruth.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, the Republican American Report, here on Robin Hood Radio.